This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Let's kick off the evening by lighting up.
Oi! From my friends.
The star of the show.
Oi!
Oi!
I spoke to a radio broadcaster famous here in New York, WABC, Sid Rosenberg.
Oi!
This
Oi!
Is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
77 WABC.
Has his own disco song every Friday. It's this one, Brothers Johnson Stomp. So, Noam, you made a point earlier that the prosecution in my guy Trump's ridiculous case, they bring out these witnesses, and they don't know what the witnesses are going to say, and I think it's actually backfired. So there was a very similar situation yesterday here at WABC. John and Rita brought Curtis on in the afternoon, and they're trying to sell this theory that some congressman from Topeka tells them, and the New York Post and Eric Adams, that the overwhelming majority of the protesters are agitators, paid agitators, which is absolutely ridiculous. So they go to Curtis after making the argument, and Curtis goes, I got to tell you, not only is Sid right, but I think the number is even less, even less. So that brings me to this. Curtis, of course, gets huge ratings, noon to one every weekday. The Rip and Read does a tremendous job coming up right now this weekend hosting overnights and has become a huge star again. He always was, but he's a huge star again sitting in with me every morning. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions,
yes,
which is going to prove my point beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes. Can I insert one thing?
Sure.
With Wrong Way Lou Ruffino out today, I think you have to enforce the Disco Friday rule.
I'm going to.
He picks great music throughout the week. No one's better. But he has this prejudice against disco.
He does.
He would have been burning the vinyl there at Kaminsky Park, you know, when the rock and rollers destroyed disco.
It's true. He still wears like Beavis and Butthead shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he picks about 80% of the music every morning, the very first song I pick. And then about two or three times throughout the show, I'll pick the music. But now on Fridays, because I'm still the boss, we're going to play disco. But let me get to you. Curtis Sliwa, do you consider yourself in the rally world, which you've done a heck of a lot of, and now you've even got me addicted to these things?
Yes.
Would you consider yourself an agitator?
Oh, absolutely. A professional agitator. If you look at my old news clips, having been arrested in Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago on the orders of the mayors and the police commissioners, he's a professional agitator who's come in here to brainwash our young people to go out and be vigilantes.
Okay, good. So is it fair to say then,
yes,
when you do these protests, these rallies, that anything short of an arrest would almost be a failure for you?
Almost. Almost.
Almost. Okay.
Well, when we're not planning on arrest, because, you know, they send an army of cops, the drones.
Right, right.
I tell the cops, chill out. There'll be no arrest.
There'll be no arrest. Right. Like you did with me last summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So give me the average number. You're putting on a rally on Staten Island.
Yes.
You're out there, Johnny Tobacco, Scott Lobato, they're all great guys. Maybe Louis Gelamino shows up, I don't know. But you're out there on Staten Island. How many people would you say show up at these rallies?
Oh, sometimes 1,000 or more.
Let's stick with 1,000. 1,000. Okay. 1,000 people show up. How many of those people usually get arrested?
10 to 13.
That's a very, very low number compared to the protesters.
Right.
And how many of those 10 to 13 actually go there with the intent of getting arrested?
Generally, in advance, they know they're planning
to
get arrested.
Okay, maybe 50%?
Yes.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Counselor. I just proved my point.
By the way,
I just did is exactly what happened at the university.
By the way, we discussed this the other day. Remember, we were in the cell next to Crackhead Barney. Remember? Creedmoor, the Creedmoor arrest.
Yes.
When Phil Orenstein was ready to take a dump, and I told him, you can't do that. There's 13 of us in a cell. The turlets never work. I am a professional agitator. I've been locked up all across the country.
Yes, you have. So when the mayor or the New York Post write an article, and what everybody keeps leaving out, including John and Rita, is the article was not about the total number of protesters. It was about the folks that were arrested. And the majority of the protesters, overwhelmingly, are kids who don't want to get arrested, so they surrender, just like I did at the State of the Union.
Yes.
Now you're left with the animals. They want to get arrested, so of course that number is going to be 40 or 50%. But when you compare it to the actual number of protesters, it's a small number.
Let's look at the analytics, and let's also look what the mayor refused to do, which was name and shame Alvin Bragg again. Right? 300 arrested between Columbia and the City University of New York. Let me give you the charges.
By the way, 300 arrested. I got to tell you, I was at Columbia. I was there. There are a lot more than 300 protesters.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. There are thousands. Remember, between the course of the day, you know. And by the way, you know, we talk about, oh, where are the parents? Where are the parents? Many of their parents are proud of what they did.
Aye.
They're sending money, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App. They have debit cards, credit cards. They had pizza delivered at the demonstration at Fordham University.
That's true.
All the illegal aliens, you know, were bringing in a ton of pizzas there, and the kids were buying it. So stop this. The parents didn't know. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? There are a lot of parents who were showing pictures of their kids. That's my son and daughter, just like me in 68 at Columbia when we took over Hamilton Hall. So don't come up with this impression that there aren't people out there proud of what their sons and daughters or granddaughters did. But let's look at the analytics, because they're all citing analytics. Half of those arrested were white young ladies. You got that? White young ladies, 27 years old and less.
Not surprised. I just saw a video moments ago on New York One of kids that are protesting right now. Yes, kids at the new school. I would say, just from the video I saw, 80 to 90% white young ladies.
And you know who knows that? John Katsimatidis, who sat there with John Kerry, remember the U.S. Senator in Nebraska, war hero, lost the bottom of his foot. Remember, he was the chancellor, and the young people took over the new school while John and John Kerry were there.
Yeah.
They were not outside agitators.
No.
Babyface, I sent you video of the demonstration that I was at last night on West 13th Street off Broadway. On both sides, you had support for Israel. You had, oh, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. When we find Jews, we will annihilate you too. You know, that nonsense. They were young people.
Kids.
This perception that, no, it has to be a Fagin-like
individual. But explain this to me. But why, in other words, does Mayor Adams and the city or others believe that if it's agitators, that it's not as big as a problem? In other words, why?
Of course.
Either way, the city failed.
Of course.
I know. No, you're laughing, but you're right. Because they don't want to blame. They want to make it seem like our kids are still okay. We don't really have a big issue. We only have 3,000 people committing crimes.
Sid.
Crime is not an issue. We've only got paid agitators on campuses. The kids Sid. Are not our issue. No, no, folks. Crime and the kids are our issues.
Eric,
and those are two very bad things.
Eric Adams did not invent this. Let me take you back to 1968. Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated in Memphis. There were racial riots in Harlem, Brownsville, and East New York. I saw the ones in Brownsville in East New York, because East New York was part Italian. New Lodge Avenue, the other part Puerto Rican and blacks. There were race riots, fights going on. You know what the media said? Oh, no, they were disruptions. They were not race riots. And then what did John Lindsay do? He blamed it on professional agitators, right, not our people. This is an old strategy. Let me tell you, Eric Adams was out in Staten Island. He had a town hall meeting. He's talking about this is the safest borough in the safest city. One guy stands up, Anthony Weinhardt, and says, hey, excuse me, Mr. Mayor, I can't even get gum at the CVS now. Everything is behind lockboxes. And then he goes, well, one of my deputy chiefs lives here. She gets up. She says, yeah, I live across the street from that CVS. You're right. You can't get gum anymore. But you should be proud you live in the safest borough in the safest city of New York. Well, ridiculous.
Well, it is the safest borough and the safest, not the safest city, but the safest borough of Staten Island, because it's red. They're all Republicans.
Yeah, but
the crime
actually, the percentage of crime is higher in Staten Island than any
course.
Other borough.
Listen, all of Staten Island is not Toad Hill Road. There's plenty of really, really bad
Park
neighborhoods.
Hill, Stapleton, West
God.
Brighton, Mariners Harbor.
Terrible.
I go through the list that Eric
Terrible.
Adams has no idea existed.
Absolutely.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Jersey Street. Oh, my God. You take your life in your hands. You need a bulletproof body condom to walk down that street. But anyway, let's get back on track here. And now I'm going to do the deep dive. It's going to impale you and Nome, proud Jews, because I'm going to find out if the majority of these white protesters who were arrested, and again, remember the charges, burglary 1, you could get 25 years for that, trespassing, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, resisting arrest, obstructing government administration, many of the charges that they've hit me with over the years, all of them released. What, did you hear Eric Adams name and shame Alvin Bragg?
Not once.
Of course not. Why are they all released? Look at Los Angeles. All those kids released by Garcon, the other Alvin Bragg DA.
The other, well, Democrats.
Right, and
Democrats.
They're going to be encouraged. These kids are going to be encouraged to go out and do it again. It's like, hey, look, I got arrested.
Well, that's the issue. I mean, look at January 6th, okay? This country has done a huge disservice to everybody. The media, even politicians, when they talk about January 6th in the same sentence as 9/11. You know what I mean? Stop being ridiculous. January 6th was an embarrassing day. There's no doubt about it. It was not a good day for America. Not a good day. But it was not anywhere near the devastation we saw on any given night during the summer of 2020 in any of these major Democrat cities. I don't care. It's the people's house.
Wait a second. Was that was the summer of 2020. Eric Adams was painting Black Lives Matter on every street in New York City with Bill de Blasio.
Correct. But the point is, those people who broke into the Capitol that night and put their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, some people are still in prison. They're still in prison.
Is that the guy with the Viking hat there?
I think he actually got out. But these punks, these kids who are out there in the name of murder, in the name of rape, they'll let go in 15 minutes. So, Eric Adams, my question to you is, you're yelling and screaming. There are no repercussions. Why would the kid not do it again the very next morning?
Of course,
there are no repercussions.
It's a badge of courage. They get out. They get high-fives.
They were out
the streets the next day. Now, question here, because you're not going to like this. And you're not going to like this, no.
They're not mostly Jews.
Hold on a second.
Very, very small percentage.
The greatest organizers of radicals in the history of radicals, because I'm a radical. are Jews. Look at 68, Abby Hoffman.
True.
Jerry Rubin.
True.
Mark Rudd.
True.
Who led SDS. They're all Jewish guys.
You're right.
You're the best organizers. So I'm going to go through the list, especially of the young ladies who were arrested. That was the majority, young white women. If they're members of Hillel or Columbia's Jewish Voice for Peace chapter.
I want to know.
Want to bet how many of them are members of Hillel?
No, I will bet you that many are not.
Oh, see, some, right away you get defensive
some,
now.
What is many? Give me a percentage.
Since you're 16 million people out of 18 billion, and we blame you for everything. you control all the money. You control Hollywood.
Listen,
you own all the real estate.
To your point, you're exactly right about Hoppin, Rubin, and Rudd. They're not the only ones. But it'll be a very, very, very small percentage. Look, right now, what's going on in Israel and the anti-Semitism going on in the United States, I'm not looking to shine a light on the bad Jews, okay? I wake up every day feeling bad for the Jewish people. So there's going to be some of those kids. They are going to be Jewish. You're going to be right. It's going to be a very, very small percentage. But we shouldn't be shining the light right now on bad Jews when Jews are being persecuted and killed all over the world.
I'm not exempting you. I was looking at the video of UCLA, Westwood, right? State University, about 50,000 kids. A lot of them happen to be former graduates. You know, it's a legacy. Oh, my kids went there. Five times a day in that encampment, they were bowing to Mecca and Medina.
Come on.
Some of them were Jewish kids.
No,
it is true. They had the prayer rag. Oh, come on.
Very few.
They were
Very few.
Notice how all of a sudden when I shine the light.
I don't want to do that.
The Jews.
No.
Oh, no. We didn't.
No,
we weren't involved.
Because we are being victimized right now.
You're the best organizers historically.
Well, I agree
going
with
back
that.
To Trotsky when he got an axe in the back of his head in Mexico City because Stalin said, this guy is going to launch a coup d'etat against me.
You see, this is where, you know, you're probably the smartest guy I know. And I would say that to O'Reilly and everybody else. But every now and then people go to me, you know, your friend Curtis, he's a little retarded. And this is where you start to lose people because when you're out there defending the Jewish people and calling out the anti-Semites, when you start to say that a lot of kids are Jewish, you're wrong. Not a lot of kids. There'll be some. And now you're starting to say Jews are part of the problem on the campuses, and we don't want to hear that.
Oh, no, of course we don't.
We want the Jewish hate to go away.
It's so not typical.
Add to it. You're adding to the Jewish hate.
Not our children. Not our grandchildren.
I'm saying some.
Boobies,
some.
Boobies and Jadas. No, no.
I'm saying some.
It's the goyim. It's always the goyim.
Well, it is the goyim, you son of a bitch. It is the goyim.
You always blame the goyim for
and now,
this.
Well, what about this Lisa Fithian lady?
Oh, Lisa Fithian.
Now, is she Jewish?
Have no idea, but she's an excellent organizer, and I'll tell you why. If you remember back in September 24th, I led a demonstration in Riverdale.
I do remember.
There are lots of Jews in Riverdale. Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
I lived in Riverdale.
I understand. Without
I lived
being
in the Century Building. Yes.
One of the reasons that Congressman Richie Torres is so pro-Israel, so pro-Jew, because he represents that area, because he would never be congressman again. But put that aside.
Yeah.
So I'm leading a demonstration. Remember, because Manhattan College had sold its dorm, and they were preparing the rooms 400 for the illegal aliens, the migrants. So I get off the one train with Nancy, 238th and Broadway before the last stop, and you got to walk up a hill. And all these demonstrators are there against us. And they're trying to convince me, turn back. You know, you're wrong on this, Curtis. So they're trying to use psychology. And Nancy goes, wow, these people were really organized. And then we huff and puff. You got to go up these steps. And at the top, go home, Sliwa, go home, Sliwa. You know who helped organize that demonstration?
Lisa Fithian.
Yes, she was in the crowd. Now, remember, they never declare that they have a leader. It's always by committee, rule by committee. Yes, she's a professional agitator.
Yeah, but
she's a professional, but so am I.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, she did not get arrested.
No. No, but, oh, that's the first one that Eric Adams and the NYPD pointed to. See this old woman? She's been arrested 100 times. I was envious
first
right
of
there.
First of all, no, it's only 80. You got to be.
No, no, she,
are you
100.
Sure?
Yes.
I think you're up 81, 80.
No, 100 plus.
Oh, 100 plus?
I ran her sheet, 100 plus. Hey, look, she's a good professional agitator and organizer. I know, I deal with these people all the time, but they made her the face of the demonstration. And then you brought, and I brought to light, they didn't even arrest her. She was right outside of Hamilton Hall. She was trying to convince those two Jewish boys, remember, who were blocking them, that the young ladies were nudging out of the way with the kafirs and the shmatas on their head. That was her. And they said, see, professional outside agitator. And you didn't even arrest her. So please don't give me that. Because you know what happened? She probably walked around and the cops said, oh, she looks like a professor. She's not one of those kids taking over Hamilton Hall. She probably slipped right out the front gate.
Of course. She probably walked right out, right in front of everybody.
Let me just tell you, as much as I am in opposition, Elisa Fithian and all of those professional agitators, the biggest professional agitator in New York City in the United States, I got the rap sheets to prove it. It's Curtis Sliwa. I was raised on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. I went to communist meetings, socialist meetings. I even went to an anarchist convention in Hunter College and asked the question, how could you have a convention? Anarchists don't believe in organization. And they kicked me out into the street. Just like last night, I was at the alumni event of Brooklyn Prep at Xavier High School, and they said, what are you doing here? Father Jack Alexander kicked you out in your senior year. You were a radical. That's right. And it takes a radical to understand radicals and professional agitators. Sid, you were right. Noam, you were right. You look in the faces. They're baby-faced kids. They're your daughters. They're your sons. And in the future, they're going to be the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. Just like in the anti-war years, many of them in Silicon Valley all throughout the United States were in the anti-war protests. Don't be fooled again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Old worms, young things, short ones, stand it tall. So grab the world with a smile on your face.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.